How well are you in touch with your finances? Would you say you are rich? Are you poor? Or somewhere in the middle? Well, there is a global financial crisis going on in the world today, and more people are living in poverty than ever. So stick around. I think some of the numbers I'm going to share with you are going to be staggering. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, welcome back. So, today we're going to talk about money and the haves, the have-nots, the power of it. How do you make it? Nobody has enough of it. Everybody spends it before they get it, and they spend more when they do get it. So it's a very slippery slope, and it's I don't have all the answers. However, I do have insight as to what I see, why I see it, and again, my own personal life lessons that I can hopefully share my experience, and maybe you guys can, you know, learn some money tips. So first off, I hate that they don't teach financial literacy in school. You would think out of all the stuff we talk about in high school, junior high school, and even in college, there isn't some kind of course that says how to balance a checkbook. Of course, nobody uses checkbooks anymore, but the point is, like, you're an individual, you're your own, you know, I don't want to call it a business because it's not necessarily a business unless you are, and you think of it that way, then you should. But any type of business, you are an entity, right? I am Ricky Calabat. I am an entity. And that entity has expenses and has income. And the income better exceed the expenses, right? Or we are living in what's called poverty. So poverty is basically when you have more money going out than you have coming in. You're negative, right? You have negative cash flow. People can only survive in a negative cash flow position for a certain amount of time. That's why the almighty credit cards are very powerful, because it allows us to buy something which we may or may not be able to afford today, and with the promise of repaying it in the future. Well, just how long is that future? Who knows? And how long will it take? We don't know. But I promise you, when you're using credit cards, the cost of that item, whether it be $50 or $100, by the time you're done paying for it, depending on how long it takes, you're going to pay for anywhere from 20 to 50% more for that item. So I think I might just have another video that just talks about the basic fundamentals of financial world. But right now I want to talk about just the numbers of the people, so we know who is out there in the world. And I don't know the whole world, because not the whole world shares data. But I know the US is pretty tight on the data. We definitely know where the money's at, who's got it, and who doesn't. So I saw that one third of all adult Americans live in poverty. So how does that break down? Let me grab my sheet here so I don't forget. So out of all the people that make less than $25,000 per household, 63% of all those people are in poverty. And you might say, well, $25,000 is not a lot of money, so it would be safe to assume that they are at some poverty level or close to it. However, $25,000 to $50,000 household income, 47%, almost half of all the people that are making $50,000 up to per year are living in poverty. Between $50,000 and $75,000 per year, 34%, so pretty much a third of all of those people are still living in poverty. One third, that's a big number, 75 grand. You know, that's a pretty healthy household income nowadays. 75 to 100, it's 22%. So out of households from 75 to 100 grand, six figures, right? You think you made it, right? Oh, if I could only make six figures, I would be happy. I would be rich, I would be fine, I would be great. But still, 22% of those people, almost one out of four, are living in poverty. Okay, now we go to the next level. Between 100 and 200,000, 16% of these people live in poverty. 100 grand, you make 100 to 200 grand, and 61 out of six are, you know, mathematically broke, where their liabilities exceed their assets, right? That's what that means. Money going out, money coming in. So that's a big number. And then 200K plus. So of course, this is a little skewed because there's 200K and then there's 200 million. But that number is 8%. So one out of 12 people who make over 200 grand is living in poverty. So what does that mean? It just means that they are spending more, right? Sometimes when you make more, what ends up happening is, I see this often actually. And so I'm pointing this out because I don't want this to happen to you. What happens is you get a job, you make 30 grand a year. And then you get a raise, you get a new job, you make 40 grand a year. So then you start to go and do things that a $40,000 person does. You're gonna go get maybe a new car, you're gonna get a better computer, you're gonna get new furniture, you're gonna get a new TV, you're gonna go and spend money because you're happy you make more money. So you figure if I make more money, that means I should go, I am entitled to go spend it, or else what is it for? So you increase your lifestyle, basically, your monthly bills. You still have credit cards, you still have insurance, you have to pay for rent, you have to pay for food, maybe you start going out to fancy restaurants, maybe you start, you know, doing something a little bit more, take up a new hobby. You're adding monthly recurring expenses. And then you keep going higher and higher. Then you go from 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 100 grand. So let's say you start at 20 and now you're 35, 40 years old. You're 40 years old, you're making 100 grand, plus you've stepped up your lifestyle. First you were driving a Honda, now you're driving a Range Rover, and life is good because you are paying to live the life that you have because you're working and you deserve it, right? Yes, I agree. Here's where that kind of doesn't make sense. So, in order for you to continue living that lifestyle where you're basically spending all the money that you have, those are the percentage of poverty is the people living paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, you lose your job, you're gonna have to scramble to figure out what's going on, rack up more credit card debt or whatever. So that's all fine and dandy if you plan on living to a certain point and working every day of your life until you die, is what that means. And then you can go spend whatever you want. If you plan on working every day of your life until the day you die, that formula is okay. Okay, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but keep in mind, if you do have plans for retirement, which means you stop working, you need to have either savings, which the interest from those savings or assets can fund your lifestyle, or at least pretty close to it, and then you're going to dip into the principal over the course of 20 years, and you know, you can still do a little bit of work if you enjoy it, but you don't have to work. Okay? So that's a good place to be, but you're going to pay for that in your 20s and 30s and 40s. You're going to make sacrifices. You're not going to go get a new car. You're not going to go get a new TV. You're not going to go get a new computer just because you make more money. You maintain the lifestyle that you had. You might be comfortable. If you're comfortable in the lifestyle that you have, just because you make more money doesn't mean you go spend it. You can put that into savings. You can put it into real estate. You can put it into the stock market. Whatever it is, over the course of time, history shows us that's not a bad investment. That's not a bad place to put it. Even today, it doesn't matter, anywhere in time. The stock market, real estate, it doesn't matter when you bought it. Eventually, it will be higher than when you purchased it if you wait long enough. So, depending on your timeline, depending on your age and your risk tolerance, yes, I used to be a stockbroker, used to be a financial consultant. I still use that knowledge, information to help my real estate clients, my coaching clients, and my own family, right? So power of financial literacy is immense, which is kind of where I'm getting to with this whole episode. And again, we can do a whole series on this alone, which I probably will. But today I just want you to know you need to get educated. And there's no mandatory classes out there that you take in school that teaches you how to be cash flow positive, how to make more money than you're spending. They don't exist. It's not out there. So it's up to you to take a class, read a book, watch a video, do whatever you have to do, right? Go to college. You don't even have to go to college per se. You just have to take a class. Just take a class online. They're everywhere now. They're everywhere. They're not expensive. If you're going to invest in a new pair of shoes, why not invest in your financial future? If it costs the same amount of money, I promise you, it is best investment you will ever make in your entire life. The best investment. It's not fun just to go out and make money. If you don't know what to do with it, then it doesn't matter. You're going to be living in poverty, and it's a vicious cycle. Why do you think you hear all these stories about these people who win the lottery? They win millions and millions of dollars. And 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later, they're filing for bankruptcy. You figure, how did you blow $20 million? What happened? And the answer is, they didn't know what to do. They had no idea what to do with the money. When you win it, you think it's more money than you could ever possibly spend until you start spending it. And then you realize it goes pretty quickly. So without the financial literacy, you can't keep tabs on the P's and Q's and the X's and O's and where's the money going, how much is coming in, where should it be, thinking long term, talk to a consultant, talk to a financial planner, you know, talk to anybody that has a degree, right, that has some knowledge and it works in the field. To teach you, once you have money, then yeah, you go to your financial consultant. You could either just give it to him and say, here you go, put it to work for me. Or you can say, teach me what to do, how should I do this? And you can learn. You should at least have some knowledge of how your money makes money for you while you're sleeping. Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Say that out loud. How does my money make money for me while I'm sleeping? And that is like the eighth wonder of the world, is being able to make money, you know, while you're sleeping. It's a special thing. It's called, you know, investing, it's called passive income, it's called, you know, whatever it is. It's just recurring, residual, all these different words for how your money can really make money for you. But you have to put it to work. If you just spend it, it's just going through the cycle. It's just going through the whole machine. You're earning it, enjoying it, spending it. Earning it, enjoying it, spending it, and it's out the window. And then you back down to, you know, zero. I got to go to work again because I need money to pay the bills. Right? So, poverty is not a pretty place. You have to find some balance. You have to find something that's going to help you determine, do you want to work every day for the rest of your life? Or is there some time where you want to be able to retire and enjoy the fruits of your labor, previous labor? But with that comes sacrifices. So at least once you understand what all that means, then you can make educated decisions on, do I want to go spend $500 at dinner tonight? Or do I want to spend $100 and take $400 and put it into a savings account or the stock market or some kind of an investment? Okay? That's all I got today. Have a wonderful day. Get out there and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.